The following is a Pro Football Network podcast, the primary voice for pro football at profootballnetwork.com.
Kyle Yates here, PFN Live on Radio Row, leading into Super Bowl 58. I'm joined here today by Jason Kmita. Jason, thanks so much for taking some time out, man.
Appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. So this is just absolute chaos. We've been here all week. I'm already exhausted. I am ready to talk with you, though, and talk some Detroit Lions here. Obviously, you've been with the Lions now for several years, and you've seen a coaching change there and a culture shift. What is it about Dan Campbell and the culture and Brad Holmes and the culture that they have just instilled here that is just so enticing to play for?
I mean, I just think everything that they've said hasn't been lip service. You know, they've talked about the kind of culture they wanted to build, and that started with the kind of guys they wanted to bring into the building. And they haven't strayed away from what they said they were going to bring in, and that's the fact that it's going to be guys where culture fits, and it's not going to matter how much talent they have, because if they don't fit from a culture standpoint, they're not going to be there. You know, that's been the case. We have guys in the building who absolutely love each other and love this game and play for each other. And that, you know, that hasn't changed at all. So I think it really starts there, just with the people. That goes with players, that goes with coaching staff, front office. I just truly feel like we have the greatest blend of people that in a really crappy business do their absolute best to try to do it the right way.
Yeah.
I think that goes a long way with the guys and just everybody in general.
That's really cool, man. So let's talk the backfield here. You've got obviously an awesome duo in that backfield with David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. What is it about them that makes them so special?
I mean, you see Demo run the rock. Like, doesn't his style just scream Detroit?
It
like
100%.
It just screams attitude and grit.
100%.
You know, like, that's how I feel about Demo, man. He runs that rock hard, man. He tilts that thing. And then, I mean, you got Ja, bro. Ja's special. He gonna come out next year. He really might do some crazy stuff. I mean, he got the speed, acceleration, the vision. I mean, his contact balance is like Alvin Kamara. Like, yep. You know, he's got a blend of a lot of really, really elite skills. So I'm really excited to see how his career, you know, turns out and how he continues to dominate.
It was truly wild, man. Being there in person for the playoff games, getting to see Jahmyr Gibbs in person, you truly are like, he's moving at a different speed than every other single player on the field. That was a wild environment to be in. Obviously, for PFN, I was covering the wild card round and the divisional round in Detroit. Place was freaking loud, man.
Oh, yeah.
That place was absolutely rocking. What was it like to be in that type of atmosphere?
It was special. I think to really be able to feel the anticipation and truly feel the energy of people who had been waiting their entire lives for that moment.
Yep.
And to see that in real time and feel that energy in real time, it's just one of those things where, like, you just had to be there.
Yep.
You know, you just had to be there. So that was special. I'm very, very happy I was able to experience that this season, because our fans, man, I truly have always said this, that we have the best fans, because they've been by our side through thick and thin.
Literally.
For real.
Yep.
Through thick and thin, for real. I mean, they showed up for us home game after home game this year. I mean, they're awesome.
Yeah. One of the fun parts about that was hearing the Jared Goff chants, right? You hear that just resonating throughout that stadium. Truly, the city of Detroit embracing him as their quarterback, being in the locker room with him, being part of the offense with Jared Goff. What was it like to see that happen?
I think it was awesome, man. I mean, nothing else gives you more confidence than the fans. You know, having that confidence is kind of giving you their cosign. And,
right.
You know, Jared hasn't had an easy path.
No.
You know, coming from the Rams and that whole storyline. And even, you know, when the Rams came to our place for that playoff game, and having to overcome that and him being able to lock in on just his daily process, what he had to do in order to go out in that game and play well, which he did. So, I mean, I'm super, super happy for Jared, man. He's been a great leader for us all year long, honestly, leading the offense and, you know, going about his business and doing things the right way. So, I was super proud of Jared and how he played this year.
Yeah,
for real, truly.
All right, we've been here at Radio Row all week long. What are you doing here at Radio Row that people need to know about, man?
Just getting my media in.
There you go.
Obviously, y'all know I'm about to go into broadcasting and stuff when I'm done. You know, I'm going to be in one of these booths real soon.
There we go.
So, I try to get out here as much as I can, man, learn from you guys and take my reps and all those kinds of things. But the networking aspect as well, I think it's important to take advantage of. But, you know, I'm out here just taking the festivities, doing as much as I can to have a little fun and get up out of here.
Well, hey, I absolutely love this conversation, getting to talk some Detroit Lions. That is Jason Kmita here on PFN Live, Radio Row leading into Super Bowl 58. Don't go anywhere.